this comes in, because I had three fantastic students who were all CRAM scholars, and they did a fantastic job that summer. And what I did was to show them like lab manuals, and here's a technique you need to know to work on your problem. And okay, so here's the motive for that student to learn. They had to learn that material. So they'd go do their little lab experiment that's like most organic chemistry students would do, and they knew what the answer should be for that. So they could say, okay, now I've mastered that. Now I can go do this thing on our unknown, which is our research. Research is always about, you know, new things and new compounds and so forth. So it was like, okay, now I understand this. So that's how they learned, and they learned a tremendous amount in 10 weeks that summer. Two are MDs right now. One is probably going to head up a surgical unit down at the University of Miami, who's very, very well known down there as well as here in town. The third one is now a director of a pharmaceutical company in Virginia. And he's a PhD in chemistry from the University of Virginia. And so all three of those people were obviously outstanding students to begin with, but I think also motivated them to go into something like this. That, you know, this kind of student faculty research is really exciting for them. Well, for me too. My assessment.
So that's really the burst of the student faculty summer research.
Yep.
That
we started in chemistry.
Yep.
That's right. Started in that summer of 1994 with no money. We had some money we used out of the chemistry budget to buy stuff, and the faculty received no money whatsoever, which is normal for the summers. I just like to do research. And I think the students were paid a princely sum of $500, which even in 1994 wasn't much. But they enjoyed the experience and were always remarked about it. And came back, all of them came back and did summer research after that as they progressed through Rollins.